Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, the Raccoon Valley Radio News Network and AM and FM KDLS. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. And on today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, we're talking with Eddie Diaz, the director of the Perry DMAC Center, about how the fall semester is going and more information on the spring semester. So let's just get started with this. About a month and change into the fall semester, can you the latest and educate me on how the fall semester is going and what it looks like at DMAC?
Yeah, things are going well. It was a challenging transition. The month of August, the first couple weeks of courses, people were getting acclimated to the new online learning environment for most of our classes. But now we're a little bit over a month into it, and things are going much, much better.
And now, can you kind of take me behind the scenes a little bit and just kind of all the work and effort that's been put forth even just the last couple of weeks or throughout the summer to kind of get everything up and running and running it as smoothly as things can be throughout this new COVID world?
Yeah, the unsung heroes are the people that nobody ever hears about. We call them instructional designers, but our team of DMAC folks that have been working on online learning for a decade plus have built a pretty strong system. Nobody ever really sees them unless we have questions for them. But we have a whole team of instructional designers out of Ankeny that have built a really strong system for us. The other people are our advisors, Connie Sines, Stephanie Lopez, Tom Lopovec, who really are trying to get students transitioned to some of the new challenges of online learning. And then the last group is our instructors. They spent part of the summer taking courses to get ready for it, and now they're just digging into the details of how to run online courses. Of course, the face-to-face instructors need to be recognized too, because we've had to change quite a few protocols for safety reasons. So we have our auto, our welding, our CNA, some of those classes that are still going face-to-face that have had to transition to a little more stricter procedures.
Now that things are kind of up and running for the fall semester, can you give me the latest on kind of what some of the feedback you've gotten, whether it be from students, staff, or just members of the community on how they're perceiving this new environment?
Well, the initial feedback was a lot of confusion, especially for people that have not taken online courses or taught online courses. It was a lot of questions. And then more recently, as we get more feedback from students, they're starting to get familiarized with it. They like the flexibility because by being able to do it online, it really reduces the transportation. As you know, we serve students from quite a few different high schools. So this has allowed more students from Panorama, from Woodward Granger, from ADM and DCG to be able to take courses that they wouldn't have otherwise. So I think that's a victory. But overall, it's just the feedback is things are going smoother, and there's a sense of gratitude of people being able to continue their education even during these challenging times.
Now, there's certainly a lot of positives for this new remote learning infrastructure that's been put in place. But on the other end of the spectrum, I can see some people who are considering classes who might be a little bit wary about taking online classes or learning remotely. Can you educate me a little bit on what some of the resources are to help students get acclimated to this new environment?
Right. So I'll go back to our instructional design team that has been working on this for quite some years. There's a large number of resources, not just for students, but for staff on Blackboard, which is the learning system that we have, for students to be able to take advantage of some of the trainings that they may or may not know some of the functionality of this system. So that would be the initial one. Then after that, our advisors and our instructors really working with students. And to be honest with you, to be being patient with them, because we all understand we're in challenging times and some of the things we used to do have to be more flexible. So those are the resources that we have. On top of that, we do have tutoring available still. That is going remote as well, but it's still there, and it just offers people support to help them get more acclimated to the online learning.
And now as we begin to look forward towards the spring semester sign-ups coming up, here pretty shortly. Can you give me the latest information and update me on how on what people should know about that?
Yes, so we are very happy with how much progress we've made over the last month and a half or two, and we're expecting that the spring semester is going to go really well with the amount of time that we spent. Registration for spring classes starts in about a month. If people are interested in taking some courses, you have about a month to start figuring out what you want to do and financial aid. My suggestion would be that if you are interested, to go to our website, of course, dmac.edu/Perry. But we have our advising team on there, my contact information as well. And we have a few months to get ready, and I suggest people start working on that.
And that was our conversation with Eddie Diaz, the director of the Perry DMAC Center, about the fall semester and more information on the spring semester and other resources available for those transitioning to online learning. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, the Raccoon Valley Radio News Network, and KDLS. This program has been brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.